You would think that a woman named after a plane, the daughter of the briefly famous emergency landing pilot, the Silver Eagle, would feel at home in the sky. At least she'd be comfortable with the idea of flight. Rather, I've spent my entire life close to the ground, not trusting that steel tube to stay aloft so far above land, and maybe not trusting the man flying it. My stubborn reluctance to fly was further evidence to my father of my status as second-rate adventurer and thus second-rate child. This battle over flight raged for my entire childhood. But airplanes never played as prominent a role in my life as they did from the fourth birthday of my son, Fred, until 3 months before his fifth. For those 9 months, I lived and breathed jets, helicopters, and fighter planes. I called my son Orville at his demand. I stocked appliance stores for refrigerator boxes that could stand in for crude, wobbly airplanes. Cardboard boxes that Fred ate in, played in, and slept in when I was simply too worn out to fight him. As you can imagine, my father, Captain Lance the Silver Eagle Whitman, was thrilled with my son's obsession. For those 9 months, I was elevated to the first class status I had craved my entire life. My father saw me, and more important, he saw my son. He did everything he could to feed Fred's obsession. He sent us links to websites that categorized every aircraft that flew before 1965, and troubling gifts of planes crashing, which I dragged right to the trash. My father bought Fred subscriptions to somewhat obscure magazines with bikini-clad models lazing on the noses of jets, which Fred never batted an eye at. Whenever the Silver Eagle wasn't actively flying and Fred was awake, he wanted to meet us at the airport, where we could sit by the windows that overlooked the runway, and he could answer Fred's questions about elevation and capacity, while Fred expertly removed each sprinkle from a donut to eat individually. Fred was the apple of my father's eye, and I was lucky enough to bask in the cast-off glow as the person responsible for shepherding Fred to and from my father. And then it was over. The morning Fred woke up and renounced his 7 a.m. viewing of planes and how they fly, I was immediately transported back to my 10-year-old self, the one who had refused to step onto Daddy's plane, knowing she'd pay the price. His silence for days. Airplanes faded from Fred's mind as quickly as they had rooted themselves there 9 months earlier. He no longer called me Piper, and I became Mommy once again. Fred's miniature metal airplanes lay grounded in their basket in his room for a week before I had the courage to return my father's calls and politely decline his invitation to join him at the airport.